Five students from WITS are going off next month to America to a competition hosted by one of the most famous technical institutes in the world, the MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the annual International Genetically Engineered Machine competition, which is hosted by MIT. One of the five, biology student at WITS, Ezio Fock, on the line to us now from Johannesburg. Ezio, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Huge challenge for you. Explain bio-tweeting to me.
Well, BioTweet really, what it was inspired by the current social networks such as Facebook and Twitter. And what we've tried to create is actually bacteria. We've actually manipulated the motility of bacteria so that they can travel in a fashion between bacterial populations. And in this way, they're able to transport a signal or some sort of message between bacterial populations, forming this communication network, this bacterial communication network.
And what are they communicating, these bacteria?
Well, this network that we've created really is a generic framework for a network that can function in various applications. So, for instance, in the case of one of the applications that we thought of was in terms of colon cancer, where the bacteria can actually go out and search for a cancerous cell, and then upon finding it, return back to a homing location and report back to other bacteria, which will actually go out there and destroy the cancerous cell that is found. And
then, to simplify it incredibly, to put it really crudely, bacterium goes out, finds cancer, goes back and says, "Guys and gals, got a cancer that needs destroying. Come with me."
Yeah. So, and these signals, these are just chemical signals that are passed on from one population to another that tell them what to do.
Okay. And, I mean, is this just at the level of concept, or is there practical science which suggests that it's something that you could do fairly soon, relatively easily?
Well, currently it's still a proof of concept. What we're still doing is really getting the bacteria to be sensitive to different chemicals. So, for instance, biomarkers or some sort of marker that is produced by a cancerous cell, like can they actually respond to that and move towards their cells. So we're still at that stage of actually engineering the bacteria to be responsive to these various chemicals or signals.
Okay, so you've got to somehow train, in inverted commas, the bacteria to recognize, oh, that's a cancerous cell, let me go and investigate that.
That's it.
Then you've got to train them to go back, and then you've got to train them to pass that message on to the other bacterial cells, en masse go off and do a job of destruction.
Yeah, and then what they can do from then on is actually come back to a location where, and report back on whether they've actually successfully done that in terms of a color change. And the doctor can actually view this if your stool is green, that the bacteria have actually done something to treat that cancer.
Okay. And I mean, how hopeful would you be? I mean, it's a fascinating concept, but it might be one of those things that stays on the intellectual drawing board, or I don't know, is there a realistic prospect that in a couple of decades' time we might be having something like this around?
Well, particularly with the concept of synthetic biology and how it's emerging as a new technology, I think it's very possible. I mean, so much research is being done at such a rapid rate that it's actually very possible. But, I mean, currently we are limited to what we have and what we know.
Because, I mean, tweeting doesn't help much anybody anytime at the moment. It's just, I'm not going to go there. Ezio Fock, thank you very much indeed. Biology student at WITS, good luck to you and the other four at that.